Episode 545, June 21st, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
You think the name of the show affects the downloads? What should you mean? Because it's the Robin Joe Show, and there are people in general that people don't know us.
I don't know. The Vagina Vulture, which is a more interesting name of an episode, has done better than the episode surrounding it. Just according to Podbean.
Oh, I thought you meant the name of the show, the Robin Joe Show.
No,
what you're saying.
It definitely does. I whenever possible, I used to try to give it a very provocative name, and it does seem to affect it. You wouldn't think it would, but it does.
Why don't you just call it tits and ass?
Why, well.
Naked people.
I'll call it naked people.
All right.
All right. We'll see. All right.
Click on this and you'll see naked people.
Because it's really hard to find naked people on the internet.
Yeah, what? How do I find that?
I go to my podcast for porn.
I know a guy who doesn't know how to find porn on the internet. I'm not going to say his name, but I know one.
Oh, really?
He's in the next room.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he know how to buy playing cards? Yeah. Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show. The last show we're doing from this studio when you live here.
When I live here, yeah.
Right.
Katie's actually moving stuff over to the new place right now.
So that means when we come back here to do the show, Katie won't be here, obviously, because she doesn't live here. So
right.
That means you can, you know, speak freely about your wife without her hear you in the other room.
I usually speak pretty freely, but then when she comes in here and starts yelling at me, I'm like, all right, I don't want to be in a fight.
Right, so I'm saying you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but I do it anyway.
So you're just saying that you make that bad decision to do it
anyway.
Yeah, I'll
just make
regardless.
A decision, yeah. I'd rather speak the truth and just deal with the consequences, you know what I mean?
Speaking of consequences, did your new girlfriend listen to last week's episode, Robbie? Or
no.
Does she not listen?
I don't think she has any interest whatsoever.
I like that. Let's keep
Me too.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, would she know how to find it, Robbie?
She could probably figure it out if she really was motivated.
You just Google vagina vulture.
I think
comes right up.
Somebody who's not somebody who would be like, I'm threatened by, so I need to. That doesn't seem like her.
Oh, right? No, not at all.
Yeah.
But if I told her, hey, go listen, she would listen.
So, well, you know, right, she came over and cooked my father.
Since last week?
She came over yesterday.
Oh, for Father's Day. Nice.
Yeah. Let me tell the story. And I won't be unkind to Robbie, but Robbie knows where I'm going, right? So here's what happened. Sorry, Robbie, I'm not going to be unkind. I'm not going to be unkind. But it was somewhat of a misunderstanding. And I get what Robbie was doing. Robbie was trying to be courteous to not obligate his new girlfriend to something. I get that, right?
Right.
And it's weird because I assume Robbie knows that, because I know a lot of people like her, like my wife, like my stepmother, I mean, like my mother-in-law.
Right. Yeah.
They're people, and that what they want to do is they want to make sure that you are happy.
They're very good hosts.
That's exactly right. Hey, you know what? We went over to friend Tim's house this weekend. His wife is the same way, and she comes from a similar culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's Father's Day, and I get it. Robbie's like, that's a day for my father. Robbie doesn't have kids, right? Mm-hmm. But I have children, so, you know, I have to make sure that I'm see my children on Father's Day. I'm their father, right?
Of course.
But I also didn't want to leave because Robbie said he was coming over and his girlfriend was going to cook a meal for my father. Okay? So I said, okay, well,
And we know Joe and Katie also live in the house, so we made sure there would be enough for them too.
Right, right. Makes sense. And it didn't, and I'm not, sorry, Robbie, I'm not being critical. It doesn't occur to Robbie that I have to see my kids on Father's Day. He thinks, and I get it, because what occurs to him?
It did occur to me, but I didn't mind if there was extra food.
Too much food is better than making food. Not, you're here and they're not making food.
Exactly.
Right, but I got it. But I did was when I knew I had to see my kids, I said, all right, well, would it be convenient if I just had them here, but I don't want to obligate her to cooking for my family. So I said to Robbie, is there enough food for the boys or whatever? I can't remember how I said it. And I'm not, I swear, Robbie, I know you're going to get defensive. I'm not being critical of you because Robbie was like, no, because he had already bought whatever the food was. So I was like, okay, but you know, I don't really have a choice now. I have to go to spend Father's Day with my kids.
So right? You're in a weird spot here.
I'm in a weird spot, yeah. But I also knew enough to know she ain't going to like this. She's not going to like me leaving. And, you know, I knew that was
going to... You had to disappoint someone here.
I did. I knew it. And I didn't want to give Robbie any crap, but I didn't think he was right about the angle that he was taking on this, which I also probably should have said. But also, I don't know that I could have said, hey, I'll buy the extra food because then I'm really obligating her to cook it. So I was really not in a great spot. I just said, okay, well, I guess...
If you had offered that, I would have said, yeah.
Okay, I get it, Rob, but you understand how that's not something that I can do. I can't say, how about I buy food for her to cook? Look, you get it. There's no villains here, but it wasn't... I was stuck.
It was a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode without any humor.
I knew I did not want to tell her I was leaving, and I knew I would have to do that. And, you know... All I could do was say, listen, sorry, I mean...
So what ended up happening?
I had to say, look, I asked.
So she cooked...
You know what I mean? I don't know what else to do.
She cooked food for five for three?
Exactly. And then... Yes. But she really cooked enough food for everyone.
As it turned out, because there was a big question mark over this, and that was, we really wanted to have fried green tomatoes for my dad, because that's his favorite.
That sounds awesome.
But we didn't. Know 100% that we could get a hold of green tomatoes. And so I got up early and I got dressed and went to the farmer's market and I got them. I was able to get a ton of them. If I had known that at the time that Joe texted me, I might have had the forethought to say, you know what, there will be enough food. But at that time, I didn't know that and I was in the middle of work and it was just...
Look, I'm not going to say I'm not upset. I'm not. But
I want to hear the menu though. I'm interested in this.
Well, hold
on,
let me just get to the end of this story and then we'll tell you what was so then I had to leave. And of course, his girlfriend, her feelings were hurt.
And do you know that?
She said it. She said, my feelings are hurt.
Okay.
She said that, right?
Good, that's a good tell.
And I go, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't know what to say at this point. You know, I wanted to be here, but I also didn't want to.
Everybody was mad at me.
I didn't want to impose because I asked. You know what I mean?
Was Gramps oblivious to all this?
No, Gramps says no.
He was just focused on the fried green tomatoes.
Care. He's getting a free meal and somebody was making it for him. But
Fried Green Gramps? Is that a good title?
Yeah, no. Naked People is the title, right? But anyway, we came back after we ate and we spent, we spent like 2 or 3 hours there with Gramps. So it's funny in chat, Boom PA, which Miller is that? Steve or Drew?
That's Steve, and Drew calls himself not Steve.
Got it. So Steve says, what did Gramps get you? And my dad says, candy and a puzzle, which makes it sound like a shit gift. But I will say this. So first of all, I got a card from my father, and I got him a half a pound of dark chocolate-covered orange peels, which he loves. It's his favorite candy.
Okay.
Then I got him a puzzle. Do you know why I got him a puzzle?
To activate his mind?
Give him something to do. He doesn't do anything. Okay. So I give him a puzzle. Now, I thought about this, okay? Because I didn't want to give him a 100-piece puzzle because that's what a child would get.
Right.
Right? It's like ages 7 to 9 or whatever the hell was on the 100-piece puzzle. But I also didn't want to give him a 1,000-piece puzzle because that's, right? Now, I don't know if it has to do with the dimensions of a puzzle, but you really can't. Puzzles come in 100, 300, and 1,000. Did you know that?
No, it's funny you bring that up because there was a puzzle that they brought yesterday for Tawanda's 3-year-old nephew to do, and then I was kind of playing with them, and Tawanda's mom said, "Why don't you do the puzzle with them?" And I was like, "I can't do puzzles. Like
Oh, because you're
I don't know. I've never put a jigsaw puzzle together in my life.
You haven't?
And then she saw me trying. And she's like, "Yeah, I'll take over." Yeah.
So,
but there's also I think 3,000 and 5,000 pieces.
Well, no, obviously there's. What do you think? I should have gone that direction, Robbie.
Yes.
Yes. So take him a year.
And not only did I get him a 300 piece puzzle, which is a little challenging, but not real challenging. But it's also the movie poster for Jaws.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's cool, right? And I'm like, this is cool. It's something for him to do. Maybe he'll like it. You know, like I said, he won't any of the hobbies that he used to do.
Right.
He's not interested in at all, right? So I'm like, well, how about this? A puzzle. So I get him a puzzle, and it's on the table out there.
Put together?
No, it's in the box. It's the seal isn't even broken.
Well, when did you think he'd break into it?
Well, you know what he did today?
Nothing.
Right. So it's like, all right, I guess he's just not going to do it.
But do you think after hearing this that he will, okay, by this time next week, has he A, at least opened it?
Well, he might open
Hold
it
on.
Now because we're talking
let's
about
fin-
it.
Let's go over the options.
Sorry.
A, opened it. B, opened it and started putting it together. C, opened it, completed it. Or D, it's the exact same position that it's in now.
Well, here's the thing. If I never said anything.
Well, you've said it, though.
Okay. Let me go back. If I never said anything, he would just never open it.
It would be
It would be somebody else's gift.
It literally could be in the same position too that it was in on the table or wherever it's at.
So
like not
you know
moved.
What? That's your it's funny. That's what he does. Like he'll set if you know there's that little desk that my stepmother's big picture is on. If he set something there, it's there for 6 months.
It's just there. It's
he just
there for Thanksgiving, you break it out.
He won't move it. So yeah, I mean, since I said it now.
He just said in chat, I will do the puzzle eventually.
So, okay. So because he said eventually, I'm going to say he never does it.
Yeah, that sounds.
I say he never opens it.
Yeah.
You know?
Box is never going to get open.
Yeah. And this is my last day here. And I love my dad. And it's we've reached the end of whatever we're trying to do. But let me give you his level of laziness. And it's a story.
Elite.
It's difficult. You find. It'd be tough. Maybe the guy in Seven
the sloth
guy that he got murdered by Kevin Spacey or whatever.
Hey, watch that movie, Gramps.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh no. That thank God that guy's not real. He'd be after Gramps to murder him. But he has to take pills. Obviously because of his age. You know,
right.
And yeah, I'll bet you morning, noon, and night. I bet he takes 15 pills. Right.
Okay.
He takes a lot of pills. Maybe not that many, but between 12 and 15, maybe it's 15, through morning, noon, night.
It's double digits.
What happens is he'll get out his pill boxes, and he'll set them up on the table, and he'll just leave them there. And they'll be there, and I'll look at them. There'll be 1, 2, 3, like 4 days will go by. By the way, you know what he's done over those 4 days?
Not a puzzle.
For sure, he's no puzzle. So I go, Dad, you know, you have to fill up your pill boxes. That's why they're there. Because, you know, he waits until he has no choice but to fill them up because he's eaten the last day of pills.
Was he a procrastinator his entire life?
Well, hold on. We'll get there. So what he'll do then is once he goes, he has no other choice, he'll fill up one. And then he just leaves.
He's getting to get mad now. You're making fun of him.
Well, there's really
the post-Father's Day episode of the Rob and Joe show.
I'm making fun of him. But his level of laziness, it's funny that you say.
I bet you he thinks you're making fun of him.
He might. But I swear. Like, and I'm not, I think I can be lazy, but I'm not as lazy as I was because, you know, Katie doesn't allow it.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're lazy, you're sloppy and it makes your house not clean and all that stuff. You know, leave shoes out and leave. There's no bowls stay out. No, nothing. I mean, everything gets put away every single night. No. You know, I used to like wear a pair of shorts and then I just like, oh, I'll wear them tomorrow. So I'll just throw them on the floor.
Can't do that.
And I wake up and put them on. No, I have to put those in a drawer and then go get them out and put them back on. I literally put every single thing that I have away.
Which is good.
It's a better way to live for
yes.
sure. It is absolutely a better way to live. But like my father, when he eats, I won't talk about how messy he is. That's a whole nother story. But he'll pull his chair out and then he won't push it back in because so he won't have to pull it out again. So his chair upstairs is just out.
Just ready to be
sat
on.
So everything's orderly.
It's efficient.
except for his chair's pulled out. It's just so incredibly lazy that, you know, and there's something else he did. And I go, Dan, and then you didn't even do that. And you know, he goes, yeah, I'm lazy. Like, he does know it. But
is he defending himself on chat?
He couldn't possibly do it. But
that doesn't mean he won't.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky, right. Mac's not in the chat.
Yeah. So I don't remember. Robbie might. Robbie, do you remember this degree of it's not good for you to be this lazy.
Right.
Well, he always admitted that he was a lazy person, but now he's reached an all-time level of laziness.
When he goes to the grocery store,
he wasn't allowed to be lazy.
Gotcha.
He makes a list. The list usually contains three items or four. He never has more than four items on there. When he goes, how many items do you think he comes home with?
Whatever he's on the list.
If there's four items on the list, he either comes with four or less. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times he'll go, I looked all over the store, I couldn't find... Because I think what happens is, there's four items, and he goes, hey, where's the bread? And they go, and they show him, and then he goes, where's the potted meat? And then at that point, he's like, I can't go ask. So he walks up and down the aisles. And
then he just calls it.
Yeah. Yeah, one time, he goes, they don't have Fritos. Safeway doesn't have Fritos.
Well, hold on, Rob.
And I go, they have Fritos.
You said he's been not allowed to be lazy, you know, his entire adult life. So... wouldn't that mean you would now you get to enjoy the fact that you can? That's the good part of this. Like you say, Joe, and Tawan is the same for me. There's things that I would have done that now I can't get away with. But if you were suddenly, if you had the house to yourself or you're suddenly single, are you going back to those habits?
Maybe you're right. But he's not enjoying himself. You follow what I'm saying? If I was like, gosh, I'm not going to worry about that stuff anymore, I would at least be happy.
Right.
That makes sense. So he's not happy and he's lazy. You follow what I'm saying? You can't really have both. And one thing, I really wouldn't go back to doing that. And you know why that is, because I listened to the great Jordan Peterson.
Uh-huh.
And meaning comes from responsibility. Do you want your life to have meaning? Because if you don't have any responsibilities and if you remove responsibilities until you have none. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're not going to be able to find meaning in your life, and then you become depressed, and then, you know, I mean, that it's a cycle, and everybody knows it.
Did you consider buying a cameo from Carrie Underwood or Kaylee Cuoco for Gramps for Father's Day?
I didn't do that, because how does that work? Do they text him? Or do they send it to me, and I don't know how cameo
I think,
works.
No, it goes whatever information you put. Oh. I imagine an email or a text.
It goes directly to that person's device, I believe.
Because Drew Miller got a cameo from me to his father, Steve, for Father's Day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot easier than getting... Does Carrie, Carrie Underwood or
I'm sure she's expensive. I don't even know if she's on Cameo, but I'm sure there's some blonde, hot blonde on Cameo.
Yeah, Walker Hayes. Here's something funny.
Marky Post.
Yeah, she even alive? Katie likes this song. It's a TikTok song. Are you familiar with the TikTok songs?
You mean they're songs that are regular songs, but they become famous on TikTok.
Sometimes they're contemporary. Sometimes they're like the
remix of some sort.
Like Dreams by Fleetwood Mac became big.
They become a viral thing.
Right. Sometimes they're new. Sometimes they're old. But then they always have a dance that goes with them, and everybody does the TikTok dance.
Of course.
Which...
I don't know the songs by name, but I definitely have heard.
Do you know all the dances, Robbie?
I think if I heard the tune, I would probably recognize it.
Do you like them? Do you like the dances?
If it's an attractive girl,
you like the dances. Like you like to watch 50 people doing the same dance.
I think he's saying there's a hot chick he's watching.
I have watched many of those videos and enjoyed them.
So Katie likes them too.
Okay.
And there's one she likes, and I wish I could remember the name of the song. Of course, we could easily look it up. It's a country song. Guess who sings it?
Carrie Underwood.
Walker Hayes.
What?
There's a country star?
There's a country singer. It's a guy. His name is Walker Hayes, and that's who sings the song. So now, my dad would certainly like that song.
Yeah.
He'd be like, man, Walker's voice got deep.
It's an up-tempo, it's like country. Line dance.
Yeah, it sounds like it's. I guess we could just look it up. Rob, you want to look it up while we're talking? Yeah.
How many big hits does Walker Hayes have?
I don't. I had never heard of Walker Hayes. That
me
I mean,
neither.
I know the other Walker Hayes.
The most, the important one.
Right, the one we all care about. Not
yes,
this.
The one who's been on the show. Maybe we should get the other Walker Hayes on the show.
You mean the hey, we had the other Joe Robinson on the
we
show.
We did, yes.
So now there's two of Walker Hayes's. Rob, are you looking it up? I thought you'd
yes,
look it up on
I
the
am.
Computer that I'm
you
looking at.
You broke up with me.
That's the name of it?
I don't know.
Say, do Walker Hayes TikTok song. Do that.
Yes, that's what I'm on. I'm on TikTok.
Can you play it?
I'm trying to, Joe.
Man, Joe.
I have to log in to TikTok to do that. I'm trying to find it on
Oh,
YouTube.
I thought you could just go on YouTube and play it.
Yeah, I'm
well,
sure you can do that.
I just did a Google search, and TikTok came up.
Okay.
That
well,
didn't
the
work,
name of the
so
song
I'm
didn't
something
come
else.
Up? All right, we'll stop. We're
it
being
seems,
mean.
It seems easy for somebody as technologically advanced as Robbie, but Robbie's getting yeah. annoyed as if I'm asking him to split the atom.
If
so.
We go to only one ad per show, which that makes it easy. It's just our plugging our murder mystery.
Then we go for 30 minutes, and then we do an ad.
Yeah, but if we do two breaks, we need some ideas for what that second ad would be.
Well, yeah, we could actually get an ad.
There's only one ad in the...
Do we want to commit to just one ad per show? Or just or case-by-case scenario, week-by-week scenario?
I don't... Who cares?
I was trying to this to be a break. Where
I know.
We debate what we would do. Would we do a sketch? Would we do a best of? Would we do a rant? Would we do something?
So
and
I
you didn't
want to
brainstorm.
Yeah, I got to be careful about the story I'm about to tell. So, you know how Robbie, he gets stressed at work, and next thing
By the way,
know,
did Robbie, were you, did, I don't think we never
video
heard
chatting,
your...
remote learning and gaming all right. at the same time.
We got to hear the ad first.
Sorry.
I wanted to hear if you were right, were you real upset at Joe, because he kept saying he didn't want to offend you. Were you offended by this Father's Day feast fiasco?
I felt bad. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it.
But okay. you weren't mad at me.
No.
No.
All right.
He really couldn't be. I wasn't mad at him. Where's my part in it? What's the exasperation for?
The browser.
Oh, well, I thought it deserved
me.
Some.
Yeah.
No. Fuck.
All right. Anyway, okay. It's no big deal.
Apparently, it's really hard to play
it
the
is,
most popular
really
song.
Because, like, well, first of all, I didn't know the name of the song, so I had to figure out the name of the song. Then I had to Google that under that, because the only thing that came up when I did Walker Hayes TikTok song is TikTok.
What's the song?
It's called You Broke Up With Me.
Badonka Donk? Oh, it is.
I'm still trying to play it. Tell them the menu while I'm trying to get this playing.
Oh, the menu is fried green tomatoes, sausage, biscuits and gravy. There's probably more, but that's
I
all.
I mean,
that
I would have. What, you couldn't
eggs.
Eat it both?
Eggs, yeah.
Couldn't have
eggs.
Two meals?
I ate a lot.
Yep, I my browser screwed up.
All right, don't sweat it.
I muted it, now it won't unmute.
No problem.
You can't play it on this? Why don't I just play it on my... What the frick's the name of the song?
You broke up with me.
You
Walker.
Broke up
drunk,
with me.
I'm late. Oh, yeah, I got that late. Way back in my swagger.
I can see that as a
feeling. No
makes
pain.
Sense.
I'm at the top of my game. Darling, you can't crash.
Now I can't turn it off.
You can't? Seriously? What if we had to do the whole show with that playing?
That makes sense as a.
Yeah, it's catchy, right?
Yeah, catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like I said, you know.
Has Katie done one of these dances?
She does them in the room, but she doesn't. You
she
know,
doesn't
the,
post them.
The room in which we live, she does it.
But she doesn't post them to TikTok. She
I
just does them for fun.
I don't think she's definitely posted some things that happen on TikTok. Like she does that thing where she acts like she's doing. She's like, "Hey guys, I want to talk about my hair care." She acts like she's doing something, and then she's really videoing my reaction to what she's saying. She's
okay.
So she's done a couple of those.
I need to like some of her stuff. Then I'm not on there as much as Robbie Robinson.
Of course, you know she has a huge TikTok video that
I do.
It went, yeah. It went local viral.
Local viral. Local,
is that a thing?
Yeah.
Local viral.
You were about to say something, but I had a follow up with Robbie and from last week with the sex songs. Did you want to?
Nah.
Where did you want to go?
We'll just move on with it.
Okay. Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion. That's what we learned about last week.
Yes.
Is there any? Because Robbie, we know that you have. You know, your taste, you have things that you hate. Is there any scenario where this girl or any new girl in your life would ask for songs that you hate and you would play them?
No.
Really? Because I do find
if
you...
I hate the song?
Well, maybe hate is strong.
Dislike.
But Robbie does... And by the way, I think this is a good quality. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie usually tries to really... get into the interests of whatever the significant other is.
I try to find a common ground, something that I'm as equal, I'm can be equally interested in.
Yeah, and so all of a sudden, like, look, I was a big Kiss fan when I was a kid. Robbie wasn't as big a Kiss fan as I was. And then he had a girl, she loved Kiss, and all of a sudden now Robbie loves Kiss, which is good, right?
But I had seen Kiss 3 times in concert. I mean, this is that wasn't odd for me to be into Kiss.
I mean, to go to Vegas to see the Scorpions seemed a little odd to me, but whatever.
I was excited about that.
All right. Well, no, to go to Vegas is exciting, but...
Robbie loves to see live music.
Yeah, to see live music in Vegas is fun, and I do enjoy the Scorpions.
Well, what if your new girl's like, hey, let's go to Vegas and see this opera guy?
Well, he is actually playing at Capital One Arena.
Oh.
But...
Are you going?
Capital One Arena, Joe. It's pretty big.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
No, I'm not acting like this guy sucks. I know he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not turning him on in my car. I'm not working out.
No, you acted I was wrong to be surprised you'd never heard of him.
You know what? The truth is I had heard of him because I remember we made fun of... Remember Marianne said she watched that concert? And I go, what? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
And I had forgotten it because I'm like, who would sit there and watch this? It was like some sort of event or whatever. I'm like, who would do that? But apparently I'm like way in the minority. But I'm not... I can't get into it.
What if a woman wanted?
But it's not like real opera.
Yeah,
it's
a guy singing
popular songs in an opera style.
That doesn't necessarily sound any
better. At least it's in English.
Yeah,
a lot of his music is not in English.
Okay,
in fact,
never
he's
mind.
Recorded many of his big hits in both English and Italian.
Oh, well, I got to
tell. Italian's a love language.
Right.
I got to tell Gramps something real quick. Gramps, Larry's coming over. So type in chat that you know that because we're working out after the show. And, you know, Gramps doesn't like to leave his chair and he probably has headphones in. So I need you to type that you know he's coming, Gramps. Anyway, all right.
What if your woman wanted to make love to the Big Lebowski soundtrack, including audio clips, dialogue?
I think I would break up with her.
No, you wouldn't. You're saying you'd break up with her. If she wanted you to say lines from the Big Lebowski during sex.
Yes, I think so.
You don't have to say it. She's playing.
What if she's saying them? What if she's saying that you're
the Eagles?
Man?
Yeah,
if she's that into the Big Lebowski, there's a problem.
Seriously? This is bad.
I mean,
by the way, I guarantee you, a lot more people are into the Big Lebowski than are into Firehouse. Like every other emoji or what do you call it? Avatar on Twitter is Jeff Lebowski, right? Maybe there's as many that's Firehouse.
It's largely male driven, not female.
Maybe there's as many that's Firehouse, but I guess I wouldn't know because I wouldn't know what that person looks
October 1st, I went to see Firehouse, and that place was packed.
What if she wanted to...
Right in the middle of COVID.
Of course she did. Make love to, like, slam poetry.
I don't think I'm going to be attracted to this person that you guys are making up.
Yeah, but you... Okay, how about this? It's the person you're dating now. All of a sudden, now you find out she's into slam poetry.
Yeah.
You're already invested. She's like, I'm sorry I never told you. I didn't know it was a big deal. But I'll be down at this coffee shop.
What if it's just...
Have fun. If you're into that, go. I don't need to...
I'd like for you to be a part of it. It's a big part of my life.
Yeah, come on, Robbie.
I'd like
you went to an art meet.
Yeah,
museum.
You pretended you liked art museums. Why can't you pretend?
Oh, it's Van Gogh.
I studied art history in college, Joe, and I studied all that stuff. And even
and then
in
you
high
never
school,
went to
yeah,
an
yeah,
art
but we
museum.
Already established you
I
never
took
went.
AP art history class. I have knowledge about that stuff. It's not like it's
completely no, I got it.
Out of the realm of my area of interest.
It's out of the realm. It's definitely out of the realm.
Wait, ask a question. Have you been back? Well, then it's out of the realm.
Yes, come on. I studied geometry. I don't go to the geometry museum.
Yes, I don't surround myself with triangles.
I would totally go back to the museum if somebody wanted to go. I'd be dead.
Well, that's different.
Of course.
That's a lot different if somebody wanted to go.
All right, let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath.
The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die-Laughing Productions performers and, as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, August 1st at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
All right, so last week, Joe Robinson praising Bo Burnham Inside, Netflix special, that I've seen 25 minutes of it now. Robbie, did you catch up? I know he asked you to watch it. Did you check it out?
Yes, and I'll preface this by saying I only got 12 minutes in.
Okay.
So I'm only judging 12 minutes, but I found it incredibly boring and unfunny. So I will give it another chance, Joe, but you got to tell me, give me a minute mark where it gets funny. Let me just say, Rob, said last week, I think you said something about not liking his singing. Hey, when he started the third song setting up this thing, I turned it off.
You know, I'm going to say the same thing I said to Gary, you know, because Gary said he didn't like the movie Love and Monsters, which is, you know. And when, you know what, but you know what, by the way, you know what Bo Burnham Inside has on Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm sure it's very,
that's 100%. Okay. So.
Well, how would anybody critically not give it a positive? He made a special during a pandemic by himself.
People don't give. Okay. Godfather 3's got a 80%. I mean, people give negative reviews to.
But I'm saying, who would shit on that
all the time? What do you mean? Somebody who didn't enjoy it. I mean, I don't.
Would you not? But the fact that he did you've already won.
Okay, listen, I guess I don't understand. If people aren't entertained by something, regardless of how it's made, you know what I'm saying? The movie Boyhood was made over, what, a 15-year period of time? It doesn't have 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. These are achievements, right? So I hear what you're saying, but that's really not the way that it doesn't square peg in a square hole like you're saying.
I hated every second of it, I would still give it a positive, the fact that he
What I'm saying is that things that have had similar efforts have not had 100%. Like I said, if I use Boyhood as an example, I think Boyhood might even be over a 20-year period.
Is it a good movie?
It is a good movie, but the idea is with Ethan Hawke and what's her name, Patricia Arquette, they have this relationship that occurs over, and even the kid, he goes from being a baby to being an adult. So obviously, but it doesn't have 100%. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think so. That's similar, though.
But my point is always this, and especially when Robbie comes in, he almost comes aggressively. It makes you defensive. You know what I mean?
Was he aggressive there?
It felt aggressive. Maybe we can listen back. Maybe I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
But it felt aggressive. I will say the same thing I said to Gary. When it's universally praised, right, in the manner that it is, I don't need to defend it. It's not my, not obligated in trying to explain why something that everybody thinks is outstanding, you didn't like it, now I have to explain why it's good. That's not my job. So you're not required to like it. You know what? Robbie recommended some Hillary Swank thing. It's got 57% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to watch it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you understand? It's like, you like it, I'll give it a shot.
The action movie?
It was called The Hunt or whatever.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, fair enough. And I'll watch it.
But it's not supposed to be a critically acclaimed.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You understand my point.
Yeah.
But Joe also liked that Death Wish with
Bruce
Willis.
I can get there, right? I can get there. I can see movies that, like, all right. Like, I love Con Air. It's not a good movie. I love it. You know, so I can do that. But this thing, again, it's not, if you don't like it, that says more about you than it says about me.
Just please, I assume it gets funny at some point.
Listen, Robbie, the way you say it, it's belittling to me. You follow what I'm saying? The way you're, hear me out.
Okay.
The way you're presenting that, it's like, this thing you loved, tell me when it's funny. So you follow what I'm saying? It's almost, it's like we talk about playing cards with Uncle Mike, the way to beat him is to challenge his manhood. Well, I'm not going to take the bait. If you don't think it's funny and you don't like it, that's fine. The only defense that I have.
So you don't admit that at the beginning.
I don't admit. I don't. This is, I'm not in court. I have to admit nothing. I admit nothing. Here's what I say. It's extremely clever. I enjoy every moment of it. There are things where I've laughed out loud, especially the white woman Instagram. I laughed out loud when he's making fun of all these corporations that are overtly.
I don't think you got to that yet, Robbie.
Virtue signaling. Doesn't matter. I'm not interested. Robbie doesn't. I give a fuck if Robbie. Look, fine. You don't enjoy it. Here's the thing. I see something I really like. I want to share it with you. But if you don't like it, it's not. The pleasure is trying to give you pleasure.
Well,
not trying to convince you to like something I like that don't like it.
Well, can you tell me when it gets funnier, Rob?
No.
You see what I'm saying? Robbie is such a troll. But I'm his brother. You follow what I'm saying? So instead of, it's not some random person, faceless person on the internet, it's me.
Did you think it was, it's funny or it's just interesting and clever in the start?
I don't remember worrying about what how I'm emoting at what point. None of that mattered to me. I loved what he was doing. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was clever. I laughed at times. I was wowed at times. I was thrilled at times. I don't really need Robbie to try to say, this is the emotion I was waiting for. I didn't get there after 12 minutes, so tell me when to start watching. Just, I don't, I'm not interested in it.
But if Robbie is going and tasting something that thinks it's sweet,
right,
and it's not supposed to be sweet necessarily,
well,
like,
that's on
like
Robbie.
A dessert.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you're set for something and it doesn't hit that note, if you go into it with a blank palate, if that's a phrase,
well,
then maybe
that's on him.
Okay.
Yeah, nope.
He's allowing you to give that as the response.
I'm not interested in defending this thing. I'm just not.
It's not defending it. It's explaining
it. I'm not even interested in explaining it. Why do I have to explain to
Robbie?
If
you like it that much, if it's that important to you.
It's not important to
you. It's if you like it that much, if you love something, you want other people to know about it.
True. If Robbie said to me, hey, I want to laugh, give me something that's really funny, I wouldn't say start at the beginning of the Bo Burnham special. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd say, oh, here's this one song that I like. You know what I mean? But that's really not where we are. This is a special that, again, I'm not going to defend it. Somebody who doesn't like it would need to explain why they don't like something that's pretty universally viewed as brilliant. It's not my place. But you don't even have to do that. I don't give a shit. You follow what I'm saying? But if you need to laugh, I'm not going to go and try to figure out a place where you're supposed to laugh so Robbie can then say, well, I didn't think it was that funny. Like, that's not of interest to me. You follow what I'm saying? I don't need that.
Well, I'll say this, Robbie. When I first watched it, I did the same thing you did. Now, I watched it not having any idea that it was being praised. And it was late at night. I was sort of half in and out. And then I went back and I watched some more and that thing where he's not singing, where he's just talking about the brands trying to, you know, doesn't matter. You know, Wheat Thins. We cure racism.
Yeah, right. No,
that I found entertaining.
Yeah, I'm sure there's parts that I would like. I just was in the mood to laugh, and it was taking too long to get there.
Well, then I think that's not the thing for you. Because think, and by the way, when I watched the white woman Instagram, which I heard reference, I wasn't realizing that I was watching that song until I was like, oh, this is the song. And it's funny, but that doesn't make me laugh. I'm not going to laugh at all at that. But I recognize that it's good and it's funny and that other people like
I totally recognize his talent. But again, I'm admitting I was in the mood to laugh and I was like, there's no laughs here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm kind of, and you even said, you know, I don't love the singing all that much. And so the songs are clever, but they're not making me laugh. And I'm like, okay, enough of the songs. Get to the, you know, bits.
Yeah, hey. But you're watching somebody that's done by himself with no audience. There's only so much.
Hey, I love the work of James Taylor. Tell me when it starts rocking. Let me know when he rocks out.
Okay, but he's comparing this to other comedy specials.
Yeah, I'm just going comedy special to comedy special.
Yeah. But part of the reason that makes it great is because it isn't like every other special. So that's we're sort of splitting hairs.
Yeah,
fair enough. I just went. I was like, okay, enough with the songs, and he starts a third song. I was like, okay, and I switched over to that other thing that you recommended, Made for Love, which I'm totally enjoying.
Well, Made for Love is good. They're both good. Like,
has Chad seen Bo Burnham Inside?
Yeah. Benchwarmer said we should get him on the show. Will you do that?
Yeah. You got his number, Rob.
I do. I do not have his number. I'll see what I can come up with. All right. Are you going to finish it, Robbie?
Listen. Why? What good is that? I'm not. I don't. I'm not interested in Robbie finishing it. You know what
I mean? I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna finish. But I also, by the way, I've probably watched in 10 years probably like 10 comedy specials.
I probably have too.
And
I'm
a professional comedian. Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt I've watched.
Three of those are Dave Chappelle.
I watched my friends.
Right.
I've watched Dave Chappelle. I've watched Louis C.K. That's about it. I mean, I'm not
right.
You know, I'm not going out to consume.
I've watched Nate Bargatze's a couple of times.
Yeah, my son is. And by the way, every time somebody like my son will be like,
Ryan Regan, I watch.
Oh, you got to watch. You know. Yeah. This one, and I go, all right, and I usually watch, and I usually enjoy them, right? I usually do. But anyway, this thing right here, this Bo Burnham special, yeah, I don't need for you to like it, Rob. It's not, I don't need it, okay? This was something that I thought was good, and then I looked, and it ends up that everybody other than, you know, you thought it was good, and so.
Well, I don't think he's saying it's not good. He's saying
he hasn't found it funny yet. So here's what you said. This you say says not good. He's his own man. He can speak for himself. He's also here right now to talk. But that's not what he said. He goes, I watched 12 minutes of this thing. Let me. I turned it off. Let me know when it's funny. I'll turn it back on. So and now you're like, well, maybe he wanted to feel this way and he did different. But no, I mean, it's he came in like a dick. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm just, what am I going to do? I mean, whatever. He doesn't need to watch it. Who gives a shit? I don't. Matter of fact, don't. You're not allowed to watch it. How's that? You're not allowed to watch
You're
it.
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to watch it.
Robbie, am I misrepresenting your viewpoint?
No, I mean, Joe's probably right. I was being a little bit of a troll, but you know.
But we're also doing a podcast.
Exactly. So. Thank you.
So
yeah, but we're also having a real conversation.
We are. I think we're doing both. Right. I think we're doing a great job at both.
Well, fair enough. But that's what I'm saying. Even though, yes, and maybe the audience likes this, and we've said this before, but if you come at me, I'm going to get pissed off. I mean, what choice do I have?
Well, he's not coming at you. According to you, he's coming at the 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. He's coming against the world.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then against the world. Then go on to. There's a place for viewer scores on Rotten Tomatoes. Go on there. And tell them, hey, I listened to it for 12 minutes. When am I supposed to laugh? This is horrible. Whatever you want to say.
I would totally do that.
Okay, I know that you would. I know that you would.
All right, what will happen first? Gramps finishes the Jaws jigsaw puzzle, or Robbie finishes Bo Burnham inside?
Well, 100% me.
Yeah,
finishing
you
Bo
got
Burnham.
A lot better shot.
Because
oh,
one of those will happen.
Apologies. It's down to 97%. Robbie must have gotten in somebody's ear.
Yeah.
It's down to...
We're influencers.
Oh, so the audience score is 94. So there's the Robbies of the
world. There you go.
Yeah, there he is.
I mean, 6 out of 100.
97% audience. Those are the reviewers, and then with the 500 plus ratings from the audience, it's 94%. So, all right, there you go, Robbie.
By the way, I think this should be a recurring thing. Were you?
Where Robbie trolls?
No. We recommend things, and then the other person or persons watch and review. Give feedback.
Well, you know, again,
it's only funny when
the reason that I recommend things is because of how much pleasure I arrive from it. I want you to arrive that pleasure. There's no benefit to me other than to extend that to you.
Isn't it derived, Jonah?
Whatever. And then when you come at me, just like you just did just there, when you come at me, that shit is fucking annoying, right? Because I'm coming in altruistically. You know what I mean? There's no villain in me. I really enjoy this thing. I want you to be a part of it. I'd like for you to participate. How would you like to see it? And you go, oh, guess what? What you think is shit.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, it's, Joe never shits on anything I like.
Like what? Give me an example.
You were shitting on Billy Joel last week.
Hey, I say this all the time. Every single time I say this about Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. And I, you've heard me say this, so you know this is true. I go, well, clearly, it's just kind of not my thing, but I recognize his genius. That's what I say,
and
right?
I said last week I recognize Bo Burnham's genius. Well, I see that he's clever. I see that he's talented.
Hey, when am I going to enjoy... I recognize Billy Joel's genius. When am I going to enjoy any of his music? When am I going to snap my fingers? When am I going to tap my toes?
You don't like...
Out of all the hundreds of Billy Joel songs, you've never snapped your fingers.
Of course I have, Robbie. I'm making...
I bet you
this
like
is
five
a metaphor.
Billy Joel songs.
Of course, I like way more than five Billy Joel songs. I love Only the Good Die Young, right? Mm-hmm. There's songs I like. But again, I would never just turn him on. That's the point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if Robbie said, hey, listen to this Billy Joel song, you're going to like it. You go, why would I like it? Why would I like something that sucks so bad?
I think of all the people in our circle, you're the one that recommends the most things. And you're the one whose people watch or listen to the most thing. Like, people take your recommendations.
You know what? You're right about that. But I also am the person, for some reason, it probably has something to do with me. Because I see this a lot where, like, Gary. Gary's a perfect example. And those of you who don't know, Gary's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I recommended a couple movies to him. He's like, I hate them. I couldn't get through them. They sucked. And I'm like, it almost feels like something different to me than trying to watch this movie objectively and determining whether or not.
Because Love and Monsters is an unhateable movie.
It really is, right. That's what I'm saying. Mm. It's just such a fun, enjoyable. It doesn't ask a whole lot of you, but it's really fantastical, and the lead is so great. And I'm like, well, what's your problem with it? It sounds,
there's a dog in it that's adorable.
It sounds more like it's about me.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
Drew Miller wants to hear your review of Dave.
Yeah, so...
The new season.
I haven't started yet.
So this won't spoil anything for you. So I really am not enjoying it that much right now.
Okay. How many episodes
It's only two episodes.
All right.
But the reason I'm not enjoying it is... But I'm sorry. But I will also give it its due because season one was great, right? So because season one was so great, I'm going to let his story unfold because he's earned that with mm-hmm. me, if that makes sense, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So, but I will say, I think about, there's some shows that like this, like True Detective is a good example of it, where a guy has a story in him. It's almost like when you do your first headliner set, and then your next headliner set isn't good because your first headliner set,
your whole career
got you famous, mm-hmm. and now you're famous, and now write another one.
Yeah, and that first headliner set was 10, 15, 20 years
ago. Yeah, it took you, right.
Right,
it's also,
the next one is 3 years later.
It was also all the stories that were in you that you always told.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, these are now available to the public. Yeah. What else do I have, mm-hmm. right? So the season one of Dave is his autobiography, basically.
Right.
It's not 100% autobiographical or biographical, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's close enough to his real life that you know that this really came from his soul because it is him. And now he's here, and now he's famous. So, like, for example, there's in episode two, Kylie, he's hanging out with Kylie Jenner.
Right.
Right, so...
He's no longer the everyman.
Well, that's the thing. So when he has this neurosis and this insecurity... It's hard to buy in because Kylie Jenner's there.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he was there, and what's the guy, Kyle Kuzma or whatever, is at this party. And,
uh-huh.
and so he has all these people, and you know he got those people to be in his show.
Yes.
Well, you know who else is in the show? Justin Bieber's wife.
They probably wanted to
Alec
be in
Baldwin's
the show.
Right.
Yes.
So he's...
It's the hip show, in show to be on.
And also he's the hip guy to be around.
Yes.
So this guy that's this neurotic who is not secure, he believes in his art so much that he won't compromise at all, but... He's also super insecure, and he does all these weird, you know, weird things, like when he had the milking table in the first episode, he was fucking that half a blow-up doll or whatever, the first, right? So all that stuff that we have now in the new one, it's harder to kind of escape into it, but I'm going to give him an opportunity.
What does Drew think? Drew Miller, yes. I'm guessing he watched it if he asked the question.
No, he didn't
say. Or
maybe
he didn't.
He didn't say, but I think there's only been two episodes. So
been out so far.
Did you watch them, Robbie?
I haven't watched them yet, no.
Yeah, and I wish I didn't say all that, because now you're going to have something maybe
Now you might like it, just to spite
you. No, I might love it. I have no idea.
He probably will now, right?
I enjoyed the first season, but, you know, it was a little bit stressful, and I was unhappy with the way it ended, but you're like, well, that's his life, you know? I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, he has a song out. It's called, what's it called? But I think it's called Molly. Is that the name of it?
I don't know.
And yes, I think that sounds
And
correct.
It's with the guy from, I can't think of his
Ariel
name.
Ariel and Chad, she might know.
Yeah, there's some, no, she's not. There's some big band that this guy is the lead singer of or whatever, and he does this song. It's a love song, but it's a rap and a love song. But basically, it's like, look, I loved you. You're the love of my life.
The One Republic guy?
Not One Republic. But anyway, but you're the love of my life, but I had to go pursue this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to let you go in order to pursue this, and I can't. This is difficult for me to try to live with. That's the story. And that's also what happened in the show.
So his girlfriend is gone, the one he left at the
right,
end.
Right, right.
I loved her in the first season.
Is the Asian chick?
She's in it, and so is this other girl's going to be in it too, because there's an episode where she's supposed to be at a party. I'm not going to give you
And his hype man's in it.
Gata. Yeah, they're all all the same.
That guy's fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome, yeah. All those Panic at the Disco. Thanks. Thanks, Drew.
Oh, that's Joe Jonas.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, you're right. That's... No, I know.
If you said his name, I'd be
No, I know.
But anyway,
he did that song with Taylor Swift.
But you understand that all these people, and then he has that song, that fucking climate change song he did.
Where,
you know, Kanye's in it, Justin Bieber's in it. It's the biggest stars ever. So you kind of have to, you better embrace that, or it's going to might be hard for me to kind of lose myself into your story. But
will you go to the end of the season?
Yeah,
no matter what?
He's earned it. He's earned it.
So he's earned that.
Yeah, he has, I think, right? I also love his music, too. There it is. Brendan Urie is the guy's name.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get it. You get what I'm saying.
I get it. Do you, but Robbie, you generally agree with most of Joe's TV picks, right? Don't you?
I don't know. Does he?
Or movies?
I think we generally like the same things.
I'm trying to think. Yes, you
know, in terms of TV and comedy.
You know what I'm currently watching? Rob knows what I'm. What
oh,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you do know?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Game of Thrones.
That's right. I'm watching. It's good.
Well, I'm trying to think of the shows that you've super hyped over the years. Dave.
Yeah.
The
End of the Fucking World, I love. I love Fleabag, you didn't.
End of the World I didn't like.
I love Fleabag.
Oh, you didn't like it? Oh, I really
said I love Fleabag.
I know, but I was talking about
Fleabag was fine.
Yeah. The End of the Fucking World I loved.
That's the only one I watched the first season. I liked the last episode. I was going to give up, but then I liked the last episode of the first season. Then I watched the first episode of the second season. I don't even care about these people. I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
And I'm down. I'm done.
But Eighth Grade was the one that we had talked about that Joe, Mac agreed with me, by the way, that you build it up a little too much.
Well, here's again.
He's a passionate person.
It's difficult for me because these are
critically. The Love and Monsters you
but praise I know, Lord. But it's tough. This is tough. And I know we're having the same conversation we had last week. Okay, I'm not building it up. It's built up. Again, the Screen Act, his peers, hear me out. I know, but let me finish what I'm saying. His peers, this is before, all I did was see it and love it. That's all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
His peers then said, this is the best film that was written this year. That's what his peers said. Not some fucking people that he had to submit to or whatever. This is the Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
They said, nothing was written that was better than this year. Okay. So that's fine that I built it up or whatever, and it was whatever it was to you, but these are the kind of things that I guess maybe I do feel the need to defend it, but that's my defense. My defense is it's not on me. It's on you.
I don't listen. I don't look at Rotten Tomatoes.
This isn't Rotten Tomatoes.
I didn't pay any attention to.
This isn't the Oscars.
I didn't pay any attention to. Any,
this isn't the Golden Globe.
The Screen Actors Guild.
I understand what
these
it is.
Are the other.
I didn't pay any. I didn't know
actors.
Anything about the only thing I was going was your recommendation.
Fair enough.
You just said it was fantastic. You said it was great.
Which
and
it
I
was.
Enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I did not enjoy it.
Right. I got you.
I just didn't enjoy it as much as you.
Fair enough.
It.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that the buildup was justified. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
All
it
right,
was a justified
enough.
Buildup.
Okay, but like, is that a negative response? If you think it's a 10 and someone thinks it's a 7, I mean,
yeah,
no,
that's
it's
still
not, no, 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 no. If you said, hey, I love this movie, and go, hey, I really liked it, I'd right. be like, okay, cool. But if I said, you built it up too much, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between you saying, I liked it, but not as much as you, and you saying, you built it up too much. Because
how
sometimes
many,
you don't have to,
okay.
I don't need to be come at. Is
how many times have you gone into something? Have it being built up either by
many
a friend
times.
Or
many
the critics.
Times.
And have you, has it been built up too much? I mean, going in straight without any super built up is usually the best way to view
I
something,
agree
right?
I with that, but you would not never have consumed that movie if I didn't tell you that it was great. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, it's true. I rarely consume any movies.
Right.
So just the fact that I watched it should count for something that I believed in you.
Well, again, I don't feel like if you guys thought it was just okay, I don't feel like it's not justified. I don't. I mean, I feel
I
like...
I think right. we thought it was a good movie.
Well, it is a good movie, but I believe it to be an excellent movie.
There you go.
Yeah. And also, I believe it to be difficult to make, and they did it.
Eighth Grade?
I do.
Why is that difficult to make?
Well, you have to have the exact... I'll give you an example. Have you ever seen the movie Rushmore?
I don't remember.
Well, Rushmore is a great film by Wes Anderson.
I know. I'm familiar with the movie.
And it's the breakout movie of Jason Schwartzman.
Yes.
Who I love and also is great in Bored to Death. But they almost didn't make the movie. Do you know why?
I don't.
They couldn't find the guy. They couldn't find him. They kept And they shelved it.
The kid at the end?
Jason Schwartzman. They couldn't find him.
Oh, Doug, you're talking about Rushmore.
They couldn't find him. They couldn't find him. Then they found him. Okay? And when I heard, and then they made the movie. And when I heard Bo Burnham talking about eighth grade, he was saying, well, no, we found her. And that's why it was great. Okay? Because I don't know if we could have pulled it off. It's almost like Robbie told me the story. You know, Eric Stoltz. You know, they filmed almost all of Back to the Future with Eric Stoltz.
They filmed all the 1985 stuff with Eric Stoltz.
They filmed all of it with Eric Stoltz. And then you're like, and then it didn't work, so they went with a different guy. Now, I don't think there's anybody in the world that thinks Michael J. Fox is a better actor than Eric Stoltz, but he's funnier, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of almost have to find the, I think about movies, and not all movies are like that. Sometimes
it was also
like,
about the chemistry between him and Christopher Lloyd. That was key.
Sure, but what I'm saying
I'm
is
I'm now imagining Michael J. Fox in all of
in
Eric Stoltz's Tarantino movies.
Yes, what's it? He was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
the guy who was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
So, but I was just going to say, there's a lot of movies like that. Sideways comes to mind too, where who else is going to do it? You follow what I'm saying? It's not
you can't imagine anybody else.
Right,
doing
and so you're like,
as Paul Giamatti, or as
when Paul Giamatti was whatever the character is in Sideways, who's kind of this loser, but you know, and he's all you know.
I love Sideways.
Sideways is so good, but it's hard for you to imagine it being someone else. Maybe they could have pulled it off. I'm trying to think of who could have done it, and so sometimes they just nail it, and maybe. Sometimes there's movies where they couldn't make it work because they didn't get Paul Giamatti. They got fucking, you know.
How many of these movies that are huge are like that, though?
Probably not many.
And I think that was the problem with what you talked about earlier, True Detective, because you have to have a very specific skill in an actor to do that kind of dialogue and that kind of story and that kind of script.
And it's only in really the last 10 years that I think we've started seeing A-list movie stars do some TV.
Well, now there's really almost no distinction. Now, it's going to be difficult to get like Leonardo DiCaprio, but if you found tomorrow that Brad Pitt had a show that was coming out on Netflix, how surprised would you be? I mean, Pacino's doing shows on there. You know, I mean, maybe there's a couple at the very, maybe DiCaprio.
Tom Cruise is on TikTok.
Is he doing Dancing to Walker Hayes?
No, he's doing little bits. It's very odd.
Hey, you know what we're doing for the first time in our lives when we move into our new place?
Having sex again without Gramps listening?
That's not for the first time in our lives. No cable.
What? You're just going streaming?
Yep, all streaming.
What are you going to do for sports?
Hulu Plus.
You watch NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you watch the People's Court?
I don't care about the People's Court. I care about Judge Judy. But
can you watch? So you're able to get your NFL games.
So
you have to watch.
I've been told
you work
that
for the Ravens.
Hey, I've been told that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just assume that's the case. But I know there's a streaming service that I can watch NFL through. I believe it's Hulu Plus, and we're getting that.
All right.
So no more. I mean, what do I need now? Robbie's right.
No Bachelor,
but I think you can get Judge Judy on there too. I think I can get that too.
Yeah, what's the thing that you're most concerned that you might not be
sports
able to
is the thing I'm never most concerned with, sports. But after that, I'm really not that concerned with anything.
Hmm.
You know, I think
you don't watch local news?
God, no. Who
no.
I mean,
I'm
Robbie,
just asking.
No, I'm not getting upset with you, but Robbie, I was thinking about this the other day. Okay, the news, and I was listening to somebody talk about this today. Do you watch the news?
Yeah, never.
No, only when I recorded something, like Tawanda will record Judge Judy will end and then the news will start.
And you're
that's what I watch.
You're too lazy to fucking flip out.
Well, no, it's recorded. It's just the end of the recording. So I watch a minute of it, then the recording's
right,
over.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, thank God.
But I was listening to a podcast today that like the news, it used to be they were beholden to their advertisers. And the advertisers used to, this is even more newspapers even than but now, since it's not even the advertiser, since most of it is you pay for most of this stuff, you pay for most of this content, and because you pay for it, now they're trying to appeal to a consumer. And so that's why Fox and MSNBC, I was literally on the elliptical at Planet Fitness, and MSNBC was on one screen and
Fox News
on the other. And MSNBC was saying, oh, we finally got footage of the riots or whatever. And Fox News was doing some other story. They were literally doing two conflicting stories that were, you know, on the other side. And you're like, so, and everybody's like, oh, Fox News is bullshit. Oh, MSNBC is they're all bullshit. So, I mean, I can't ever see myself. God, can you imagine if you got your news from the news? God, what?
Well, do people get their news from social media, which is even more rigged.
Well, that's what they were saying, that social media really controls. I mean, they control the politicians. They control everything at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was listening to this. You know, the president of the United States was kicked off of social media. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking about this.
We're going long.
Oh, we are? Oh, yeah. Shit. All right. So I'm gonna go quick. Now, it's pretty much common, I wouldn't say common knowledge, but the consensus is, the overarching belief is that the coronavirus was leaked from a lab. Almost everybody thinks that now.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Do you know 6 months ago, if you posted it on Facebook, they would remove it?
Probably not even 6 months ago, but yeah.
So, how toxic is that?
Jon Stewart went on Colbert and basically mocked anyone that would think otherwise.
Well, of course, why? Yes. They should be mocked, but right. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is that how pernicious is it that the truth couldn't be articulated?
Yeah. Oh, it's terrifying.
So, God, I'm close. You know, Scarlett Johansson, Robbie, told me has no social media presence.
Good for her.
Can I have no
it's
social
actually
media
your son
presence?
Who's
can I have no social media presence? I don't want to be part of the problem anymore.
No, it's...
Can I do it?
Yeah, you can.
I can just cut
yes,
the cord?
Yes, 100% you can.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I know you should.
I'm almost never tweet. I tweeted today about Mark Turgeon.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
It's Maryland basketball coach.
I want people to realize how toxic it is and say, you know what, let's try something else. This isn't working. Right. And I don't want these guys to have this much power because they can basically say, hey, what do you think? Oh, then be quiet.
Well, I...
Don't talk.
The other day, like... It's some pride parade in Florida. Somebody hit a float. It was just some, I think, maybe I'm wrong. It was an accident, a car accident. Could have been drunk. Could have been, it was right. Just an accident.
You don't think that there was any.
But Death Santis was trending. The Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Apparently, every other state, there's no car accidents. But
it was his fault? They blamed him?
He wanted to kill gay people. Yeah, it's just like, it's so ridiculous. So, I mean, if there's flooding today, I guess it's Biden's fault because it rained. You know, I guess that's the way of the world now.
God, we had a whole list of things we wanted to talk about. God, I had a really good story I wanted to tell, but I guess I'll have to tell it next week, but I won't live here anymore. I'll tell it real quick. I was leaving. I mean, you know what? I'll tease it for next week.
Ooh,
I was leaving this neighborhood. It was one of the last times I would ever walk the dog, and so when he shit, I did pick it up, and I got caught. So that'll be a tease for next week.
Ooh, a cliffhanger. Robin
hey, Joe
Show.
Wait a second. Wait. Joe, Drew Miller says YouTube TV, not Hulu Plus.
So I had YouTube TV.
He's saying that for NFL.
Cobra. No, I got YouTube TV Red. I had YouTube Red. All right, I'll check that out. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
Later, guys.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.